the principal saint whom we celebrate today, who is very, very popular among the Italians, Saint Cajetan Gaetano, is one of those saints that God brought forth right around the time of the Council of Trent, when we see the two sides of things. The heretics, who in order to reform the church, wanted to destroy the church. And those who loved the church, those who were saints, who sought, first of all, to reform themselves. And of course, that is why the first reading, he could have sinned, but did not sin. And as such, he will be held in glory, which he is. St. Cajetan, born of a wealthy family, began as a young man a society of priests, and one of the priests and bishops that joined him, the clerks regular of the Mother of God. And for some reason, at that time, there were several other saints who started societies of religious and community life of priests that were called similarly. It only happened two or three times, and then after that, just as it had never been before, it has never been since. Today they call them society or congregation, but they were the clerks regular because they were regular priests who lived in community under a particular auspice, and in this case, the Mother of God. One of those original priests that joined him was none other than Cardinal Carfara, who became Pope Paul IV. And it's always good to have a pope in your pocket, as they say. So this helped for them to be established and to grow as whatever. They never have been very big, and if they're still around, they're very small today too. Maybe not even 100 members in this society of common living. But nevertheless, they did a lot of good, taking care of the sick and the hungry and the widows and orphans, and he was called the Hunter of Souls, because that is what he wanted. Just like we see St. John Bosco later on saying, Dammi qui animas tolle cetera, give me souls, take away the rest. So he was a hunter of souls. And so he was to die in a life of extraordinary austerity around the year 1547. So the Council of Trent had already begun. Of course, it would take about 20 years because they kept fighting and they kept canceling it and fighting. It was a mess. And nevertheless, the Holy Spirit wanted it, and it was completed, and it was perhaps the greatest and most important council in the history of the Church. And so today we thank all those, among them Saint Ignatius of Loyola, Saint Peter Canisius, and all his companions who were part of the Council of Trent. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.